Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if the fear of death is the very thing preventing us from experiencing true peace, joy, and fulfillment? Well, in this episode of This Week in America, best-selling author and philosopher Randy Lee Higgins, Ph.D., discusses his thought-provoking book, Immortality, What Was It All For? Drawing from decades of study in psychology, spirituality, and personal experience, Dr. Higgins explores a powerful idea that life and death are not opposites, but part of the same profound human experience. In this fascinating conversation, he examines how fear of death shapes our choices, relationships, and sense of purpose. He explains why discovering your authentic self may be the key to overcoming fear, finding inner peace, and experiencing a deeper connection to life itself. A unique perspective that challenges conventional thinking and invites meaningful reflection. Back with us on This Week in America, the author of Immortality, What Was It All For? Randy Lee Higgins, Ph.D. Dr. Higgins, a pleasure having you back with us. What a great topic today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. Good to see you again.
And good to see you. It is always a pleasure. Always get us thinking. You're going to do that, believe me, during the course of our conversation today. Your book begins with a question. Almost everyone instinctively answers the same way. Would you like to live forever? Yet you make a case that immortality isn't really about living forever physically. What does immortality actually mean to you, and how did your own journey lead you to this understanding?
Sometimes when a tragedy happens, it's a door and an opportunity to step into a different dimension that wasn't accessible before. That's how I see tragedies. Illness, loss, death of a loved one, death of a pet, even. When your heart breaks, a door opens. And so I had, you know, my share of heartbreak, as most of us do.
Oh, yes.
Nothing unique about me. But it opened the door. And I stepped through. And I was amazed by what I found. The response to the book has been heartening to me and humbling. It touched a nerve for people.
It really has, and all of the reviews have been excellent, and they all have common themes in their compliments and how important this book has been in their lives, and having them take the time to pause, reflect, and to think through one of the bigger questions that we'll ever face during our lifetime. What is the biggest misconception people have about death? What is it that we really have wrong?
Yeah, and then at the end of this conversation, I hope everyone watching will feel more comfortable with death. Think of death as a friend, a close friend, a dear friend. Tonight, when you go to sleep, Rick, and all of the listeners, you'll be going to exactly the same place when you die. So it's not going to be unfamiliar at all. It's going to be just as comfortable as taking a nap or falling asleep at night. Nothing surprising, nothing unfamiliar, nothing jarring. When I was 16, I had an experience that millions of people have had. I woke up and I was out of my body. And so I wasn't very adventurous. I stayed in the room. I was afraid to go outside. I was afraid to go into the hallway. And I did have some fear. There was a mirror in my bedroom. And I was even afraid to approach the mirror because I thought I might get pulled into this alternate reality. I don't know if that could happen or not. Probably so. But I just explored the room. I remember I had a box of a matchbox, a small little box of matches. And I remember thinking I could fit inside that if I wanted to, because I knew I didn't take up any space. But I had a body. But it was a body of light, you might say. I remember wiggling my fingers and toes just because it felt so delicious. I felt like a baby, you know, discovering my new fingers and toes. And I noticed that everything glowed. The room was dark, but I could see everything because it's like everything was emitting light. And what was remarkable was I felt more alive out of my body than I ever had while in it.
There's
a researcher, Raymond Moody. You may be familiar with
I've
him.
heard the name, yes.
He studied people who had died and then come back. And what he found was that none of them wanted to come back because it's just really nice on the other side.
Well,
The
did
only
you?
reason they came back was because there was someone here who still needed them.
Yes. Now, did you want to come back?
No, no.
Emphatically, no.
I'm laughing because it's funny, but no, every time I leave my body, yeah, I look at my body and it's like a rock. I have no emotional connection to it whatsoever. And I could, I have no desire to return because, there's a freedom that happens when you're dead. That just is thrilling. But I always come back and I'm always like, darn it. But when I come back, I say, okay, that just means I still have work to do.
Yes, and at some point you won't be coming back, and you're ready, you are prepared for that, and living life accordingly. Our guest with us back on the program is Randy Lee Higgins, PhD. His website is very simple, randyleehigginsphd.com, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The author of a number of books. On our video, you're seeing the book covers go by as we're talking with Dr. Higgins. This book is Immortality, What It Was All For. Let's talk a little bit about death and the fear of death that we all have. Is that holding us back? Is that preventing us from enjoying the life that we now have?
When you're alive, when most people are alive, they're restricted to domains that are labeled physical and life. So it's pretty restrictive. You stay in the confines of conventional reality. But when you're dead, I call that the golden ticket, because when you're dead, you can go anywhere. You can go everywhere in the omniverse. The book I wrote after Immortality is called The Golden Ticket. And the subtitle of that book is No Dimensional Zip Codes Off Limits.
I
You can
like that.
literally go anywhere in the omniverse. So that's there's just a thrill to it. But there's a trick. And this is a trick I want, it's kind of a challenge to everyone listening. You can die now and claim that golden ticket and have it now while you're in the body. You can be dead now and have access to the omniverse without having to die physically. That's what immortality is. Much of my work in my life has been resolving polarities, good and evil, male and female, waking and sleeping, and living and dying. And when polarities are resolved, what happens is both ends of the pole become identical. So good becomes evil, evil becomes good, male becomes female, waking becomes sleeping, and life and death become synonymous. And that's when this third entity emerges, this third phenomenon that I call immortality. It's when life and death become synonymous. That's where you want to be. That's
You
the sweet spot.
write that life and death are not opposites, as you're addressing right now. Most of us would say, if someone said, "What's the opposite of life?" they would say death. What's the opposite of death? It would be life. But they all, what you're basically saying, they're the same. It's all part of the human experience. Talk about that, because that's so reassuring when you hear that concept and understand that concept.
When you walk through that door, as I hope all of you will find, and I'm sure many of you have already, including you, Rick, but what you find is that there are other dimensions that have always been there, but when you're trapped in the with the blinders of physical reality, you can't see them. But the fourth dimension is where polarities exist, and that's an interesting dimension. That's the mental dimension and media, the internet, television, radio. But that's where all the polarities are. And they catch you, snag you like spider webs. The fourth dimension is intended to be a portal to the fifth. The fifth dimension is the heart, It's the mention of Christ, the Buddha, Kuan Yin, unconditional love, unity consciousness. And once you move into the fifth dimension, then you have access to the higher dimensions. I can't say much, we don't have time to go into that in great detail, but the eighth dimension is light. And this is kind of a trick, another challenge. When you find light, and that's easy to find just by tuning and closing your eyes and tuning into your body, this universal light that's everywhere. That's a light that when I was out of my body, everything was glowing. It's this light that permeates the universe. What happens is you see that the light from the eighth dimension shoots down into the spine. And when it hits the heart acts like a prism. And it refracts that light into the rainbow of your life. So you see then that it never was solid. It was all just light. Any physicist will tell you that physical reality doesn't exist. There was a physicist recently, he said something, I thought it was kind of clever. He said, physical reality is made up of particles that don't exist.
Okay.
So when you see that reality is light, then you're in heaven. You know, that's what happens. When you can die while you're still alive, you step into heaven right now.
Such amazing concepts that are written in detail in Dr. Higgins' new book. The book is Immortality, What It Was All For, that one of many books, including the new one he talked about, The Golden Ticket. All these books available at Amazon, the usual places. You can read and order from about the books at Dr. Higgins' website, which is his name, RandyLeeHigginsPhD.com, RandyLeeHigginsPhD.com. You talk about the fear of death driving so much of our human behavior. I talked about that. It's sort of in the back of our minds as we go through this life. What's one thing that people would stop worrying about if they truly lost that fear? What's the one thing they would stop worrying about that would improve the quality of life that they're living currently?
Freedom. So when you can access the higher dimensions and live from your heart, you discover something interesting. The world is a mirror. The world, any world you're in, not just Earth, but any environment that you're in, whatever dimension, whatever planet or plane that you find yourself in, it's a mirror showing you who and what you are. That's what the world is. And so we're meant to learn from this. That's how we learn about ourselves and then grow. But when you realize that the world is a mirror, think about it. Like, there's a mirror right here in my room. If somebody came and took a hammer to that mirror and smashed it, I would be fine. You know, it wouldn't affect me at all. And in the same way, like if there was a cataclysm, a worldwide cataclysm, and the Earth exploded like tomorrow, you know what would happen? We would all still be here because it's just a mirror. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. Now, that's the freedom I'm talking about. You're not afraid of anything. Fear just completely evaporates. Because you know that you realize there's no such thing as death.
This really, you present.
You die, you realize there is no such thing as death because you're very much alive. You're more alive after you die than you ever were before.
So reassuring what you're telling us, and that's one of the comments, one of the general comments that people will make in the reviews of the book, Immortality, What Was It All For?, that there's this calmness that when you think about it, when you read, when you go back and you understand and you reflect, it is very calming, and you look at death and life in this form and in a very different way. You talk about maybe a key to all of this is discovering your authentic self, talking about becoming you. Talk about what that means and how we can get to that point where we discover who we really are.
It's tricky. Let's say that you fall in love with someone. Anyone that has happened to me many times. But what's really happening is that's simply an echo of your inner self loving you. That's the real relationship. And once you realize that your inner self is madly in love with you in the same way that you were madly in love with you, whoever that might have been, it takes your breath away to just grasp how profoundly you are loved. And there was a yoga teacher I knew, Satchidananda, and he said something that's fitting here. He said, if you chase your own shadow, your shadow will run away from you. But if you turn around and walk toward the sun, the shadow follows you. But that's the relationship that's important. Every relationship we have with another person is simply practice for the real thing. The real thing is your relationship with yourself. You are the one you've always been looking for.
And in Dr. Higgins' book, Immortality, you've got sort of a guide to get there, what that means, how you can achieve it, what the results will be. All of these books that we've mentioned in the program today are available at Dr. Higgins' website. The one specifically is Immortality. Salvo, we talked about in the last program. You'll find that in our archives at thisweekinamerica.us. The new book after this is The Golden Ticket. And again, all of the books available wherever books are sold. And I'll direct you to his website to get more information there. It's interesting when you read reviews of this book, and I've noticed these in all of the books that you've written, people say you've taken a very complex issue, you write about it in a way that's relatable, it's understandable. Some go into this thinking maybe this is sort of an academic achievement and maybe it's going to be over my head. You've written so we all can understand it. Talk about your writing style. How are you able? What is the challenge to take these concepts and break them down so they're very understandable and relatable and doable for all of us, regardless of educational background?
Well, thank you for what you said, Dirk.
You're welcome.
We're moving into a new earth. Right now, I think it's obvious for most people that the earth is going through a transition now, a shift, major shift. We're entering a new age. You know, we've left the Piscean age and we're well into the Aquarian age now. And I call this the new earth. And in the new earth, there actually are no teachers. The self teaches the self. So, in one of my first books that I wrote, Salvo, the first line is, the next time you read a book, imagine that you wrote it because you did.
Interesting.
When you get past all the polarities and move into the heart, the fifth dimension, and find yourself, you know, self with a capital S, you see that there's only one self in all the universe. Schrodinger said, the number of minds in the universe is one. And that's what you find. There's only the self. The only thing that you can ever encounter is yourself. When you're watching the news, that's just showing you your own emotional dramas that you have. It's just there's a mirror showing you, who and what you are. So don't think of me as a teacher. I'm not a teacher. Think of me as a mirror. If something that I'm saying appeals to you, you're the source of that, not me. Something that I hope everyone will take away with them is the only thing you can encounter is yourself. And it becomes a friendly thing. You know, it's like you're always with your best friend. When you find your inner self and establish that as the primary relationship, then you're always with your best friend. You're always with the love of your life. Now that's where I want. That's where I want people to be. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you finding your own self and finding your own joy. And that's where it is. That's where joy is. Joy is in the self. You are joy. That's who you are. Once you find yourself, you realize that's who you are. It always has. Always have been.
It's all presented in relatable, understandable detail in the book Immortality, What It Was All For, the book by our guest on the program, Dr. Randy Lee Higgins. His website, randyleehigginsphd.com. Many of the people in the reviews say they refer to the book, they go back to it from time to time, as they're reading, they pause, they reflect, it helps them see their own life differently. Is that how you would recommend people using this book? It's not like read it, put it on the shelf, and that's it. In order for it to be life-changing, what you need to use it almost on a daily basis to go back and refer and to follow and to understand and to discern.
My books are maps, and they're maps for me too.
Yes.
I don't write my books. I'm always surprised by what I write. I say that my books come from the stars. They come from my deeper self. So they always surprise me. And I've read Salvo more than 50 times, and I'm sure I've read Immortality close to that number. They're maps. The books are maps that take us where we need to go. It's an inner journey. And so you continue studying the book until you get there. Once you get there, you can throw the map away. But you'll know when you've gotten there.
And
you'll still feel joy.
Are reading your book. So is it still a journey for you, or do you feel like you're pretty close to being there?
It's kind of a trick. Once you get there, you realize that you always were. I have a new book coming out. It's being adapted into a film as well. The book is titled Infinity Mirror. And the last line in that book is, where you always most wanted to be is where you were all along.
Interesting.
So once you get there, you realize that you always have been. There's no other place to be, Right here, right now, you right here, right now is the only place there is. It doesn't get any better than that. And that's where you've always been, and that's where you always will be. That's the place. That's the place we're talking about. It doesn't go anywhere because you're already
there.
Here.
When you read Immortality and any of the other books by Dr. Higgins, and he writes so many, I can't keep up with them. So go to his website to find out when all the books are available, or click on the author link on Amazon. That will take you to all the books, and you can get information and order there as well. Once we deal with the fear of death, this really changes our life, doesn't it? Will it mean that we will we'll have a new sense of purpose? We'll make maybe decisions we wouldn't have made before because we're doing it with a clear mind. Will we see the results?
There's a book I wrote just about a year ago, Salvo the Codex Edition, Harmonic Recursions for the Apocalypse of Horn. That's the full title. But in that book, there's a biometric. And there's several biometrics, but one is your relationship with physical reality. On the first level is you see the world as a prison you see it as inevitable. You see it as a prison you can't escape from. And that's probably where most of us have spent most of our lives. But then at some point you start to notice that the world is showing you things. Everything you see is a message. It's showing you who and what you are. And you start to see that the world is a mirror. And that's when you really start taking off, really start growing in some amazing ways. That takes you to whole other dimensions when you reach that point. And so if the world is a mirror, then it's redundant, right?
Yes.
And it's only a short step from that to realize that if the world is redundant, then it's unnecessary. And at that point, the world becomes like a pair of training wheels that have become more hindrance than help. And you don't kick the training wheels away. That's when the eighth dimension kicks in and you realize it was all just light anyway. It never was physical reality. That was the illusion. Do you know that the physical, the double slit experiment, the physicists were wanting to determine if light was a particle or a wave. So they fire photons at a target. And so if the photon collided, then they were a particle. If they didn't, then they would say there was a wave. But they found something fascinating. If they were watching the experiment, the photon collided. But if they weren't watching it, there was no collision. So they were forced to conclude that physical reality only exists when you're looking at it. The photon needs something to collide with. And on a personal level, what it collides with is your ego. But once you rid yourself of ego through meditation practices or psychedelic drugs or whatever your path is, then when the photon comes at you, it passes right through you like a bullet through a ghost. And that's why I say, when enough people had that experience, that's why I say the end of the world has been canceled. And the reason the end of the world has been canceled is because we're realizing it never existed in the first place.
For so much that we covered during the course of the program, just touch the surface and you will go much deeper, and you can reflect and understand and interpret what Dr. Higgins is talking about with the aid of his new book, Immortality, what it was all for. New book, there have been several after that, and you can sort of follow sequence in his thinking. With all of your books, you challenge conventional thinking. When did this begin for you that, you know, we all sort of accept the concepts we learned going through school? You challenged those and came up with a different way of thinking, a different interpretation. When did that happen for you? Was there a moment when you thought there may be something more here, or did it evolve over time?
It was Toni Morrison that said that if there's a book out there that you've been looking for and you can't find it, that means you're the one that needs to write it. And that's sort of what happened with me. You know, I studied religion and philosophy and metaphysics, you know, that you know, as a young person, just even in my teenage years, I was doing that. And I never could find anything that really, you know, answered my questions. So, and the reason for that is the answers that we need don't exist in the world. They don't exist anywhere in the world. You have to go beyond the world to get the answers. And so that's what I had to do. And I did. I wrote the books that I needed to read.
And sharing them with so many people that are looking at the world, their lives, in a different way after reading the book from Dr. Higgins. The books from Dr. Higgins, they're all available at Amazon, all of the usual places, and Dr. Higgins' website, again, randyleehigginsphd.com. Boy, time has gone by so quickly on the program. It's always a pleasure to have you here. What's life like for you? You were born in the Blue Ridge Mountains. You left, went out on the West Coast, studied out there, practiced out there. Back now in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I'm thinking, boy, I can't imagine a more tranquil place to go to think and to enjoy nature and all of the fascinating aspects of the environment and the world. What's it like in the Blue Ridge Mountains? Does that help you think through all of these issues?
Yeah, it's where I live is a slice of heaven. That's yes. Sure. I live in a town called Floyd, Virginia, and it's full of hippies. And the reason it's full of hippies is because in the 60s and 70s, thousands of people moved here because of prophecies that Edgar Cayce had made, suggesting that this would be a safe place to be, yes, you know, when the cataclysm hits. So I'm surrounded by not only just natural, incredible, breathtaking natural beauty, but a community of people who kind of know what's going on. They have a deep understanding of what's happening with the world now. And I spend most of my time alone, you know, which is because I'm, you know, my best friend. You know, if I want to have fun, I stay home. But this place feeds my soul. I'm living in, it was about 5 years ago, my husband had died. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And I was talking to Daddy, and he said, well, you know, your mom is pretty sick now. She had advanced dementia. And he said, we could really use your help now. So I moved back. And Mama died in October of 23. So now it's me and Daddy and the cat, Raji. And it's a good life. I'm living in the house that I grew up in. So I've come full circle. And there's a beauty to that. The next time I move, it will be to the graveyard in town here. You know, I already have my plot there, but even my plank is there. So when someone comes to visit, I like to go show them my grave. But it's a metaphor that's real. I mean, I have come home in more ways than one.
That, yes, it's always such a pleasure to have Dr. Hickens with us on the program. This book, again, is Immortality, What It Was All For, the book available wherever books are sold, other books, including the one new book you mentioned, The Golden Ticket, which sounds fascinating. All of the books are available wherever books are sold and at Dr. Higgins' website, information, randyleehigginsphd.com. Doctor, it's always a pleasure. Enjoy life there in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Got to be a beautiful time of the year there. Look forward to talking with you again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's always a delight, Rick. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure, and our thanks to ReadersMagnet.com for making this interview available today on the program. They're helping authors like Randy Lee Higgins take his books worldwide and help others. That's ReadersMagnet.com. You're listening to This Week in America. You can catch all of our programs on 28 podcasting platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and more. Of course, check us out on YouTube. While there, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.